Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love, love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
That's Mickey and Sylvia bringing us back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Patty Green is our guest, Dr. Patty Green, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a great friend to entrepreneurs everywhere. She and her in Babson College, where she's a professor of entrepreneurship and all the other things that she does. Folks, nobody works harder to understand, you know, the world that you operate in as small business owners and what you're doing, how you're doing it, who's in the way, how do we fix that. Patty, again, thanks for all that you do. One of the things that you've been working on is this survey of women business owners to find out how they've been handling the last 3 years. And a couple of things that you identified were how they're working, how they've grown as social media professionals, and also their community involvement. Would you tie those two together for us?
Sure. You know, and I think that goes back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, really about community and women building community. And before the recession, 4% of the women reported that they were using social media. After, it was 50%.
Wow.
But I also think we need to think about the times there, too, because over those years, social media advanced a lot, too, and we learned a lot more about how to use it in businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So I think part of it is, you know, using it as a new resource. The other part of it is there's more resources out there to use.
Well, that's right, because not only did we become adopters of social media more in the last 3 or 4 years, men and women, but we found in the process, we found a way to make the business application have some kind of an ROI. 3 years ago, that was still up in the air, wasn't it?
Well, it was. And I think the other piece that we've realized that this isn't just B2C. This isn't just about how do I build my community of you know, customers.
Retail customers,
B2B,
right.
Too. So we've learned a lot about how do businesses of all sizes connect to businesses of all sizes using different kinds of social media. That was a huge step forward, I think, in entrepreneurial social media.
Well, Patty, I've called myself in the last 3 years, I started three plus years ago, I started calling myself the social media heretic. And the reason for that is you know, a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. And the reason I call myself a social media heretic is because I don't even like the term social media. For businesses, it's okay for individuals, but for businesses, I prefer to think of it as building online customer communities. Because that's what this is all about, is building community. And when small business owners realize that their customer list can become a community or multiple communities, that's when they start getting it about social media. What do you think?
I think that's a part of it. You know, so now you're both a heretic and Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're getting a nice collection of titles there, Jim, I'll just say. But on the social media side, I think what a lot of times business owners miss is it's not just about pushing information out and building your community for that. It's about what can you learn about others
right.
from social media.
Right.
So it's what can you learn about your customers? What can you learn about your competition? I think too often business owners, and as you say, men and women, are missing half the boat on what kind
right.
of tool. It's just another tool.
Well, see, marketing is talking at people.
Exactly.
Community building is connecting with people.
Mm-hmm. And information then flows both ways.
That's right. And it's in a spirit and in a tone, a voice that is collaborative, that is transparent, and not behind some kind of what's called puffery. You know, when you do marketing, you automatically use puffery. Our sandwiches are the best in the world. You know, that's puffery. Well, in a community building scenario, you don't use that. You talk. It's more transparent. It's more honest. Talk to us about what your ladies are doing. The ladies are doing with regard to community involvement.
I'd say they're integrating community involvement more into their businesses. And we talk about our definition of entrepreneurship being the ability to identify opportunities, organize resources, to create something of value through the leadership that you provide.
Mm-hmm.
But they get to decide what the value is. And for many of them, it's building not only the financial value of their companies, but also what can they give back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, recognizing it's a great way to make connections in order to get more business as well.
And in doing so, they put an S on that word value and demonstrate their values.
I like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's what they're doing. Hey, Patty, give us the website again, please. NFIB.com is where they can find the survey, right?
Absolutely.
And
NFIB.com.
Babson.edu, BABSON.edu.
That's it.
Okay. Hey, Patty, thanks for being here. Good job. Keep up the good work and come back again real soon.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Thank you for inviting me.
Dr. Patty Green, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. She'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.